Hare Krishna. Let us please have someone who can go with a pair of cartels to the summer camp. Mahapurushika, you are the right person. Just make the sign in the, and saying it really starts and everyone should please come. Hare Krishna. So we will just sing a little bit until everyone is here, and then we will address all of you and we will start with the summer camp. It still feels a little empty, but we'll be all right in a few minutes. Namam Vishnu Padaya. Namam Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta. Devaki Vedanta Tamirite Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pratyarine Nivite Tatanya Vari Tyare Sankari Ne Sate Jayatani Deve Gaurani Pachari Ne Devete Ta Sonya Vari Tyare Sankari Ne Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivatani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Adhaita Jadara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adhaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Gaura Hari Bala
Sai Gauda Hari Bala Hari Bala Hari Bala Gauda Hari Bala Sai Gauda Hari Bala Hari Bala Hari Bala Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Brajakacharya Shtudu Satasi Simat Istiva Ingre Silavi Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridastaka Ki Jai Prem Sagosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Si Si Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Ganga Mayamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All glories to the Yasamriti Bodies All glories to the Yasamriti Bodies All glories to the Yasamriti Bodies All glories to C.C. Guru and Shri Gaur All glories to Shri Prabhupada, Shri Prabhupada So, Hare Krishna. I want to welcome all of you from my heart for this year's Serbian summer camp in Fruška Gora. And I want to express my profound gratitude to be able to be another year in your association. During this summer camp, we all try to do something which will be translated to you by Radha Kripa.
Želim da vam poželim dobrodošlicu i da kažem da vam od sveg srca poželim dobrodošlicu na ovaj letnji kamp na kome ćemo svi zajedno raditi nešto i sada ćemo čuti šta.
During a summer camp we are trying to enter into a new space in our life. Summer camp or any such events are actually retreats. We retreat, we leave the ordinary life and we spend 1 week in an extraordinary life.
Tokom ovog letnjeg kampa ili bilo kakvog ovakvog događaja, mi ulazimo u jedan novi prostor, ostavljamo onaj svoj uobičajeni život za sobom i onda dolazimo ovde u neke neuobičajene okolnosti.
There are many factors which contribute to a successful retreat, and I would like to name a few of these factors so that you can apply them with profit.
I postoje mnogi činioci koji obezbeđuju uspeh jednog ovakvog događanja, tako da bih ja želela da vam kažem koji su to činioci kako biste mogli da izvučete neku korist iz čitavog ovog dešavanja.
I request one of you to note these down, and then when those who are latecomers who come maybe in the night or tomorrow early morning, that they also can study these factors and apply them with their, for their own beneficial stay.
I ja ću sada jednog od vas zamoliti da on zapiše te činioce kako bi oni koji dođu večeras ili sutra ujutro mogli takođe da ih imaju na umu i da naprave ovaj boravak ovde uspešnim.
Maybe I can request Banu Nandini to write this down and then put it on a piece of paper. They are similar to what we did in Braj. Mm-hmm.
I sada ćemo zamoliti Banu Nandini da ona to zapiše I da to posle izloži. I to je slično onome što smo već imali na Braču.
See, we really want to benefit from this week.
Vidite, mi zaista želimo da izvučemo neku dobrobit iz ove nedelje ovde.
When we leave the summer camp, we want to be a little bit richer in our spiritual life and in our experience.
I kada napustimo ovaj letnji kamp, želimo da budemo bogatiji u našem duhovnom životu I u našem iskustvu.
So for that we really need to enter into a new space in our life.
I za tako nešto nam je stvarno potrebno da uđemo u jedan novi prostor u našem životu.
If we do the same things which we do in Belgrade or Milano or Novi Sad, here in Fruška Gorunga, we will only get more of the same things.
I ako ovde radimo iste stvari koje radimo u Beogradu, u Milanu, u Novom Sadu, onda ćemo dobiti iste stvari koje I tamo nam se dešavaju.
But we are here to get more.
Ali mi smo ovde da bismo dobili nešto više.
To improve our Krishna consciousness.
Kako bismo poboljšali svoju svesnost Krishna.
So therefore our first rule is we will do something which we ordinarily do not do.
Tako da je naše prvo pravilo da ćemo uraditi nešto što obično ne radimo.
We move away from civilization.
Znači, sada smo došli nešto malo dalje od civilizacije.
And into our little camp houses.
U naše male kamp kućice.
We dress in Vaishnava clothes and put on tilak as much as possible.
I mi oblačimo svoju vajšnavsku odeću I stavljamo tilak što više je moguće.
We change our body.
Mi menjamo naše telo.
Our external appeal.
I naše spoljašnji izgled.
We take on a new identity.
I uzimamo jedan novi identitet.
Yes, we are sincere spiritualists.
Mi smo iskreni spiritualisti.
Now we leave the old world behind, that's the first thing.
I sada, znači, prva stvar jeste da ostavljamo taj stari svet iza nas.
The second thing is we enter into a community of care.
A druga stvar koja se dešava jeste da dolazimo u zajednicu u kojoj postoji briga.
Yes, in the summer camp we aspire to associate with each other.
Znači, postoji ta međusobna briga. Dolazimo kako bismo se družili jedni sa drugima.
We try to support each other.
I pokušavamo da podržimo jedni druge.
We care for each other.
Jednostavno brinemo se jedni za druge.
We make that extra mile in our life where we just try to be compassionate Vaishnavas.
I onda napravimo taj ekstra napor kako bismo bili milostivi Vaishnava.
It is said by the Vishnu Dutas, who after all know how to go to the kingdom of God because they are from there, they say the self-effulgent Vaikuntha planets are only accessible to those who treat others with compassion.
I Vishnu Dute, koji sigurno znaju kako da se dođe do kraljestva Božijeg zato što su sami odande, oni kažu da se samo obasjane Vaikuntha planete mogu dostići, da ih mogu dostići jedino oni koji imaju samilost prema drugima.
So, now we come to the third factor.
I sada dolazimo do trećeg činioca.
We will become learners of something new.
Mi ćemo ovde naučiti nešto novo.
Our Bhagavan Krishna Maharaj will soon introduce his seminar to us. It's a seminar on emphatic communication, that is deep relationships.
I sada će nam uskoro I Bhagavan Krishna Maharaj, on će nam reći nešto o svom seminaru koji će držati I koji se tiče empatičke komunikacije.
Be a learner. During this and the other seminars which will be offered.
Budite učenik tokom ovog seminara I tokom drugih seminara koji će biti ponuđeni.
And a learner should apply immediately what he has learned new.
A onaj koji uči, on treba odmah da primeni ono što je naučio novo.
So that was the third, to become a learner.
To je znači bio treći činjac, trebamo postati učenici.
And the fourth is to become a receiver of grace.
A četvrta stvar jeste da trebamo da postanemo osobe koje će primiti milost.
So these are our These are four guidelines which I suggest, but you might like to look at others also.
I ovo su četiri ideje vodilje koje sam ja priložio, ali vi također možete naći neke svoje.
So, exit the old world.
Znači, izlazimo iz starog sveta.
Enter into a community of spiritualists.
Ulazimo u zajednicu spiritualista.
Learn and apply.
Učimo i primenjujemo.
And finally receive your gift from Krishna.
I primamo naš dar od Krishne.
Then you can enter into a new life, Igore, after the summer camp.
I onda nakon novog letnjeg kampa onda možete ući u novi život.
You will look like a fresh new baby.
Izgledat ćete kao sveže bebe.
And from your smile we will already indicate that the spiritual light, we will already be able to understand that the spiritual light in you has grown.
I onda ćemo iz vašeg osmeha moći zaključiti da je duhovno svetlo u vama poraslo.
I would now briefly like to introduce to you my own seminar which I give.
I ja bih sada želela da vam kratko predstavim svoj seminar.
I'm totally excited about this seminar and personally think it's the best thing which has ever happened, at least to me, to give this seminar.
Ja sam jako uzbuđen povodom ovog seminara i mislim da je to najbolja stvar koja se desila, barem što se mene tiče.
The seminar will have a spiritual psychology part to it.
I ovaj seminar će imati jedan deo duhovne psihologije.
It will talk about a very ancient principle how we can align body, mind and soul to our spiritual practice.
I on će govoriti o jednom drevnom principu kako možemo da dovedemo i svoje telo i um i dušu u tu duhovnu praksu.
What does this word align mean?
Šta ova reč znači, koju ja isto nisam mogla baš da prevedem.
I could see that Radha Kripa was struggling for a translation. A line means to bring things in one line.
I ova reč znači da dovedemo telo, dušu i um u jednu liniju.
Things which may be in disorder, they can be aligned and then they can all, you know, support each other to reach the goal.
Znači, to su stvari koje se nalaze na odvojenim mestima, međutim, one mogu biti dovedene zajedno u istu liniju kako bi podržale isti cilj.
For instance, if I want to have a healthy life, I have to align some things in my life.
Naprimjer, ako ja želim da imam zdrav život, onda moram dovesti u red određene stvari u mom životu.
Good, healthy nourishment.
Zdravu ishranu,
regular exercises,
redovne vežbe,
sufficient rest,
dovoljno odmora,
a happy outlook to life,
i srećan pozitivan pogled na život.
If all this comes on one line, then I will get perfect health here.
I ako sve ove stvari se dovedu u red, ako se dovedu u red, onda ću ja imati savršeno zdravlje.
So in our spiritual life, I often see that we are out of line.
Ja vidim da smo u našem duhovnom životu mi jako često van te linije.
We do one thing here and hope to get another thing there and it just doesn't work out.
I mi onda radimo jednu stvar ovde, a nadamo se da ćemo dobiti nešto drugo tamo i onda to jednostavno ne funkcioniš.
We are not aligned.
Zato što nismo doveli stvari u red.
And then I will give examples, that's the second part, from our glorious tradition about the personalities from whom we can learn to put things in line.
A onda ću u drugom delu svog seminara dati primjera iz naše slavne tradicije koje nam pokazuju kako da dovedemo sve te stvari u svom životu u red.
It's my first seminar like this and I am already totally excited.
I ovo je moj prvi seminar ove vrste i ja sam jako uzbuđen.
I realistically expect that anyone who comes to this seminar will walk out of this summer camp as a self-realized Jivan Mukta.
I ja realno očekujem da svaka osoba koja bude došla na ovaj seminar, da će posle toga odavde izaći kao samo spoznata Živan Mukta,
slobođen.
I da ćete onda moći da preobrazite, da transformišete svoju okolinu.
Yes, and at least that you're on the way to this goal.
Makar to da ste na putu ka tom cilju.
So, this is a little bit my seminar. And I wanted to talk about final thing. No, this I will do at the end.
I znači to je bilo to što se tiče mog seminara.
We will now turn over to Bir Krishna Maharaj and request him to present his thoughts on the summer camp in general and on his seminar specifically on his seminar, and then we will have the aratik, and then I want to do with you a Vrindavan meditation.
I sada ćemo dati mikrofon Bir Krishna Maharaju, koji će nam predstaviti svoj seminar i generalno svoje viđenje kampa, a onda ćemo nakon toga imati gor arati i onda ću vam ja predstaviti jednu Vrindavan meditaciju.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so Om Ganat Timirandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my humble obeisances to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So I want to thank Satchitananda Maharaj very much for his nice introduction to the summer camp.
Želeo bih da zahvalim jako puno Satchitananda Maharaju za njegov jako lep uvod u ovaj letnji kamp.
I'm always very inspired to be in his association.
Ja sam uvek jako inspirisan da budem u njegovom društvu.
Because he has such a taste for Krishna's holy names.
Zato što znamo da on ima takav ukus za Krišnino sveto ime.
I only pray that one day I can get that same taste for Krishna's names.
I ja se molim da jednog dana i ja dobijem takav ukus za sveto ime.
So he mentioned something very interesting about the purpose of this particular summer camp and thinking about the purpose.
I onda on je pomenuo nešto jako zanimljivo što se tiče svrhe ovog letnjeg kampa.
And I'd like to speak about that, not to change his purposes, but to actually explain more about purposes in general.
I ja bih želeo još nešto da dodam na tu temu, ne da menjam sad ono što on rekao, nego da kažem nešto generalno o svrsi, o smislu.
In Sanskrit, you have a very interesting word, it's called sankalpa.
Na sanskritu imamo jednu jako zanimljivu reč koja glasi sankalpa.
Which basically means your purpose, what you're doing, whatever you're doing.
I koja generalno označava svrhu svega onoga što mi radimo.
For example, before doing an initiation sacrifice or marriage sacrifice or whatever type of sacrifice you're doing, there's a formal ceremony called the sankalpa.
Na primjer, pre bilo kakve neke ceremonije poput inicijacije imamo tu jednu drugu, znači ceremoniju koja se naziva formalnu ceremoniju koja se naziva sankalpa.
What it basically says is we're here in such and such day, such and such month, such and such place for this specific purpose.
I onda se tu kaže mi se ovde nalazimo ovog određenog dana, određenog meseca, na ovom određenom mestu zato što imamo jedan određenu svrhu.
So of course, Satchitananda Maharaj mentioned that we're here at the summer camp for specific purposes.
I naravno Satchitananda Maharaj je napomenuo da smo mi ovde iz određenih razloga.
And so he did sort of a sankalpa for the summer camp.
Tako da je on na neki način već uradio sankalpu za čitav letnji kamp.
But I would like to try to take it a little further and say that we should do a sankalpa for our whole lives.
Ja bih želeo da odem malo dalje i da kažem da bi trebalo da napravimo sankalpu za naš ceo život.
Because generally we find we're not really focused on what we want or what our goals are in life.
Zato što generalno mi nismo fokusirani na ono što želimo u svom životu.
Of course Krishna deals with this in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He says Baho Shaktas Tvanantas Cha, that generally people in this world are many branched.
I naravno Krišna se bavi ovom temom u drugom poglavlju Bhagavad Gita kada kaže da obično u ovom svetu da ljudi imaju tu inteligenciju koja je razgranata na više strana nekako, kako se kaže.
Especially in the modern society our mind is taken here and then 5 minutes later you can't predict where it's going to be. And then, you know, at the end of the day we say, you know, what did I do today? Well, not too much.
I specijalno u današnjem društvu ono što se dešava jeste da je um jednog trena ovde, onda za 5 minuta već ne znate gde će biti i na kraju dana se pitate, joj, pa što sam danas radio?
What Krishna in the Gita says, vyavasayatmika buddhira keha kurunandana, those who are actually on this path are one point and their determination is one.
I Krišna kaže u Bhagavad Giti da oni koji se nalaze na ovom putu da oni imaju fokus i da je njihova inteligencija usredsređena.
That's really what samadhi is.
I to je ono što je samadhi u stvari.
Generally people think samadhi either is when you die, you know, someone's in samadhi.
I obično ljudi misle da je samadhi da je to ono kad umreš pa onda dobiješ samadhi.
Or there's some yogi on the Himalayas who hasn't eaten for 300 years, you know, he's in samadhi.
Ili da neki jogi koji se nalazi na Himalajima i koji tamo meditira već 300 godina da je on u samadiju.
For a devotee, you know, he's absorbed internally in Krishna's pastimes and he hasn't spoken to you for about 2 days.
A za bhakta to znači da je on usredsređen na Krišnine zabave i da nije pričao sa mamom već 2 dana.
Just like, you know, I just walked in a few minutes ago to see Satchananda Maharaj and he was absorbed in Krishna's holy names. I said, well, here is someone in samadhi.
I malo pre nekoliko minuta ja sam otišao da vidim Satchinandana Maharaja i on je bio tako usredsređen na sveto ime i ja sam pomislio, da, ovde je osoba koja je u samadhiju.
But Krishna says something very interesting about samadhi in the Bhagavad Gita. Samadhi, actually, is the right pronunciation.
I Krishna kaže nešto jako zanimljivo o samadhiju u Bhagavad Giti.
He says, Brahmarpanam Brahmahavir Brahmagno Brahmanohutam Brahmakena Gantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhina. That actually to be in samadhi, to be absorbed in something, you have to be making a full offering. He says a full offering to Brahman, who is obviously we're talking about Krishna, the Supreme Brahman.
I tu je rečeno da bi osoba bila u samadiju, ali se tako kaže, da bi ona trebalo da napravi potpunu ponudu Brahmanu. Znači ne treba da napusti Krišnu.
So that means we have to really to be Krishna conscious, we have to be really focused.
I to u stvari znači da trebamo da budemo stvarno fokusirani, da treba da budemo stvarno svesni Krišne.
So in addition to Satchinandana Maharaj's request that we focus on the purposes of the seminar, I would like to make a further request.
I tako kao dodatak ovom zahtevu Satchinandana Maharaja da imamo određene razloge zbog kojih smo ovdje, da se na njih usredsredimo, ja bih želeo da dodam još nešto.
That during the time of the seminar, you actually write down a strategic statement or, you know, your mission statement, actually that's the right word, for your life.
Ja bih želela da vas zamolim da tokom ovog letnjeg kampa napravite svoju, znači, strategijski plan za čitav život.
Actually, it's a mission statement. Strategic statement is not the right word. Mission statement.
Na engleskom se to zove mission statement. Jako je poznato u psihologiji. Ja ne znam kako se to prevodi kod nas. Izjava o misiji.
Yeah.
Eto, izjava o životnom zadatku, kaže Vrindavan.
So, and it should be very short and concise.
I ta vaša izjava trebalo bi da bude jako precizna i kratka.
Not like, you know, I hope to do this for so many years, then after that I'll do that for so many years, then I'll get married, then I'll get divorced, then I'll buy a Mercedes.
Ne bi trebalo da pišete sad ovoliko godina ću raditi ovo, onda naredni godina ću raditi nešto drugo, onda ću se udati, oženiti, onda ću se razvesti, onda ću kupiti Mercedes. Ne bi trebalo tako.
Because then you won't accomplish anything. You'll be like that story that Prabhupada told.
I onda ćete biti poput one priče koju je ispričao Šila Prabhupada.
About the man who wanted to be very rich and he said he was going to make one pot, sell it and get 2 pots, sell those, get 4 pots.
To je priča o čoveku koji je hteo da postane jako bogat i onda je smislio taj plan da napravi jedan ćup i da ga proda i onda će napraviti dva ćupa od tih para, pa će onda prodati to, napraviti četiri ćupa i tako dalje.
And then he was just planning everything, you know, all the different strategy without considering his mission in his mind.
I onda dalje pravio tu svoju strategiju, ali je zaboravio na svoju misiju.
And he says, then I'll become very rich after selling these pots, 2 pots, 4 pots, 8 pots, 16 pots, 32 pots, 64 pots, 128 pots, you know, like that. And then I'll become a super pot man or something like that.
I onda se izgubio u tom svom planiranju i mislio, sad će napraviti 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64 vrča. I tako je planirao i postaje tako super vrč man, ovaj čovjek.
When I get very rich, then I'll find a very nice wife.
A onda će postati jako bogat, onda će naći lepu ženu.
And I'll be so rich that if she actually even talks back to me, I'll just kick her. And he went like that with his foot, and he kicked and he broke the first pot.
I onda je mislio, i onda kada budem imao tu ženu, bit ću svakako tako bogat, i čak i ako mi ona bude nešto rekla što nije baš fino, ja ću samo da je šutnem nogom, i onda je tako šutnuo taj svoj vrč prvi koji je napravio.
So, what I mean, maybe I can illustrate what I mean by a mission statement for one's life.
Možda mogu da vam dam jednu ilustraciju na što mislim kada kažem izjava o misiji.
I was asked the question, basically actually I was asked this question in Split. What is your mission in life?
U stvari mene su pitali šta je tvoja misija u životu.
And then my answer was I have two missions.
Moj odgovor je bio da ja imam dve misije.
One mission is an internal mission, the other mission is, you know, dealing with the world at large.
I jedna misija se odnosi na moj unutrašnji život, a druga se odnosi na svet sa kojim sam u kontaktu.
And one mission, very simple, realize my eternal spiritual nature.
I ova prva misija, ona je jako jednostavno formulisana. Ja želim da realizujem svoju duhovnu prirodu.
And as far as my external nature, external mission. It says Prabhupada in establishing a compassionate society of Vaishnavas.
A što se tiče moje te spoljašnje misije, ona se sastoji u tome da pomognem Šila Prabhupadu da napravi jedno društvo Vaishnava u kome će vladati samilost.
And so both those missions can fit on a t-shirt, mission statement.
I znači obe ove misije one mogu da se napišu na jednoj majici.
Just like in the business world, they put the mission of a particular business on the wall every time you walk in.
Na primjer, kao u poslovnom svetu, oni stave tu izjavu o misiji na zid, tako da svaki put kad prolazite možete da je vidite jasno.
And when you concentrate on that mission, naturally all the strategies will fall into place.
I onda kada se koncentrišete na tu misiju, onda će sve vaše strategije se dovesti u red.
For example, the internal mission, you know, realize my eternal spiritual nature, that means in order to do that, the different strategies associated with great devotees like Satchinanda Maharaj as part of the strategy.
I onda, na primjer, znači da bih ispunio ovu svoju unutrašnju misiju, ja imam različite strategije, na primjer da se družim sa velikim baktama poput Satchinanda Maharaja.
Anyway, so I told you I'd make you laugh. So and then also concentrating on chanting the holy names, worshiping Govardhan. I mean, I have all these different strategies for achieving the mission.
I onda imam sve te različite strategije kako bih dostigao svoju misiju. Usredsređen sam na pevanje svetog imena, obožavam Girirađa.
So as soon as my mind becomes has a tendency to be diverted.
I znači čim moj um skrene sa tog puta zato što ima tu tendenciju.
I just go, hey, what about the mission there?
Ja mu onda kažem, hej, a šta je sa misijom?
I'll give an example. Like today, I was playing with my mobile phone.
Daću vam jedan primjer. Evo, danas sam se igrao sa svojim mobilnim telefonom.
This diverts my attention a lot.
I ovo stvarno skreće moju pažnju jako puno.
We all have different things that divert our attention. For me, it's gadgets, you know, little gadgets like that.
I svi imamo neke stvari u svom životu koje nam jako odvlače pažnju, a što se mene tiče, to su te napravice neke koje mi služe.
So, then I just said, hey, what about my mission? Yes, sir.
I onda sam ja rekao, hey, a šta je sa mojom misijom?
I said, okay, start typing, start reading, start studying, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, sad ću da počnem da studiram, da kucam.
So, anyway, and then also I'm here to fulfill the second part of my mission.
A ovde sam takođe isto da bih ispunio drugi deo svoje misije.
Because I really want, really are focused on making or facilitating Prabhupada's society to be something that everybody feels empowered, loving, enthusiastic, and joyful in performing devotional service.
Ja stvarno želim da pomognem Šila Prabhupada u tome da napravi jedno društvo u kome će se svi osjećati voljeni, entuzijastični.
Did you say devotional service?
No.
In performing devotional service.
I u kome će biti, znači, entuzijastični da vrše predano služenje.
So, then I can just like segue. You know that word segue? No, you don't know that word. All right. Then I can easily go into the topic of my seminar from there.
I odavde ja mogu jako lako da dođem do teme svog seminara.
So, I'm going to give a seminar on what's called empathic communication.
Ja ću dati seminar koji će govoriti o empatičkoj komunikaciji.
Originally I had planned on giving a seminar on either the Bhajan Mahasa or the Chaitanya Shikshamrita by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I ono što sam izvorno planirao jeste da dam seminar na Bhajan Mahasiju ili na Chaitanya Shikshamrita od Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
But then I got a letter from Satchinanda Maharaj.
Ali onda sam dobio pismo od Satchinandana Maharaja.
It's nice to get your association. So, where he had received some feedback from some devotees who had taken some of my other seminars in Germany, for example.
I onda mi je Satchinandana Maharaj u tom pismu rekao da je čuo nešto o mojim seminarima od bhakta koji su ih posetili u Nemačkoj.
And the feedback was quite amazing. And one of my co-trainers is here, right? Gauranandini, you all know Gauranandini.
I onda znači to što je on čuo od tih bhakta bilo je prilično zapanjujuće i to je jedan od mojih onih osoba koje mi pomažu u tom treniranju, to je Gauranandini.
She's become a German, but originally she was from Croatia.
I ona je postala Nemica, ali originalno je bila iz Hrvatske.
No, not really. Okay. So she'll be helping me in the seminar. Is that all right? You can help? Okay. And so when I got this the letter from Satchinandana Maharaj, I just thought, you know, Krishna is telling me something.
I onda kad sam ja dobio ovo pismo od Satchinandana Maharaja, ja sam pomislio, okay, Krishna mi nešto kaže.
You know, stick to your mission.
Drži se svoje misije.
You know, this is very important, and devotees really, like Maharaj was saying, really need to be aligned to be able to progress quickly in devotional service.
Ovo je nešto jako bitno i bhakte stvarno moraju da dovedu određene stvari u svom životu u red kako bi mogli da napreduju duhovno.
So the seminar on empathic communication is basically actually facilitating people in understanding how to be aligned in a little from a different angle than what Satchinanda Maharaj is teaching, but it's the same principle.
I ono čemu vas ovaj seminar može naučiti o empatičkoj komunikaciji jeste da dovedete u red neke stvari, ali malo drugačije od ovoga što je Satchinandana Maharaj pomenuo.
So the two seminars will be very much complementary.
Tako da će se ova dva seminara nadopunjavati.
Hmm. And so what basically is, it's a seminar or workshop on needs.
I u stvari radi se o jednoj radionici potreba.
That is, we all have basic material spiritual needs, and of course Bhaktivinoda Thakur also speaks about this in the Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
I mi svi imamo određene osnovne materijalne i duhovne potrebe i Bhaktivinoda Thakur isto piše o tome u Chaitanya Shikshamriti.
And to progress smoothly, to have relationships that are, let us say, loving and compassionate, we need to be in touch with our needs and we need to be empathic with the needs of others.
I kako bismo fino i glatko napredovali u našem životu, mi moramo da osluškujemo, da budemo svesni svojih potreba i takođe potreba drugih.
By needs, I don't mean something that comes from the mind, like I need you to bow down.
I kada govorimo o potrebama, Kada govorim o potrebama, ne mislim na to, na nešto što dolazi iz našeg uma, na primjer, ja sada, meni je potrebno da se ti pogneš predamno.
Or like a spiritual master will say to a disciple, I need you to obey me.
Ili kao kada bi duhovni učitelj rekao, meni je potrebno da me ti slušaš.
That's called a demand which destroys relationships.
To je ono što možemo nazvati zahtevom koji uništava odnose.
So, by need I mean things like we need joy, we need laughter, I like those. We need independence, we need interdependence.
I kada kažem potrebna, onda mislim potreba, onda mislim na stvari kao što su radost, kao što je smeh, kao što je nezavisnost, a takođe i međuzavisnost.
We need authenticity, in other words, we need to be like in tune or in line with what we say and what we do.
Potrebna nam je autentičnost, odnosno da ono što radimo i što govorimo da to bude u skladu jedno s drugim.
And of course we need food, light, water and all those other nice things too.
I naravno potrebno nam je hrana i svetlost i voda, sve ove druge stvari.
And if we can be in touch with these needs, and of course we have a spiritual need, I left out that one.
Naravno imamo i duhovne potrebe.
That's why Sachin Anamar is here. He'll remind me about my spiritual needs. So anyway, so if we're in touch with these needs, and not only in touch with our own needs, but actually empathic with others' needs, our society will grow tremendously, as Srila Prabhupada said, tadati pratigrinati guhyamakyati prachiti bhunte bhujyate chaiva. By the loving exchanges means we're actually in touch with needs.
I onda ako smo svesni sobstvenih potreba, a takođe i potreba osoba koje su oko nas, onda ćemo lepo napredovati i u stvari potreba, to se odnosi... Oh, sorry, I forgot. Znači imat ćemo ljubavne razmene. Znači te ljubavne razmene, to je naša potreba.
So, that's what my seminar is about. And some of you might have taken last year's seminar. This will be much more intensive here. Last year's empathic communication seminar was held in Croatia. This year we're going to be doing the same seminar in both places in Croatia. We're going to be training up people to actually be trainers in the future.
I oni koji su već bili na ovom mom seminaru koji sam držao prošle godine u Hrvatskoj, želeo bih da kažem da će ovaj ovde biti intenzivniji i da ćemo ga držati i ovde i u Hrvatskoj i tamo u Hrvatskoj ćemo u stvari trenirati osobe koje žele da drže ovaj seminar.
So I'm also very excited about this. I love giving these seminars.
Tako da sam ja takođe jako uzbuđen zbog ovoga zato što volim da dajem te seminare.
I don't do anything that I don't love.
Ne radim ništa što ne volim da radim.
And I don't do anything because I have to, I'm forced to, or I feel guilty about.
I ne radim ništa što moram da uradim, zbog čega se osjećam krivim, na što sam prisiljen.
And if you attend the seminar and imbibe the principles, you won't do anything because you have to anymore.
I onda ako dođete na ovaj moj seminar i ako stvarno usvojite te principe koje ću vam predstaviti, onda nećete ni vi ništa više raditi zato što to morate da radite.
You'll do things because you choose to.
Radit ćete stvari zato što ste izabrali da ih radite.
And that's much more joyful.
A to je mnogo više puno radosti.
Like I chant my rounds every day, I don't chant because I have to chant them.
Naprimjer, kada svakog dana mantram svoje krugove, ja ne mantram zato što to moram da napravim.
I mean, how can I develop love for Krishna if I was thinking I have to chant? I'm chanting because I'm choosing to chant because I want to love Krishna, I want to please Prabhupada. I have all sorts of reasons here. And I want to associate with devotees, I want to achieve my goals in life, etc.
Ja ne mantram zato što to moram da napravim, zato što kako ću dostići ljubav prema Krišni ako mantram samo iz moranja, već ja mantram zato što želim da zadovoljim Krišnu, da zadovoljim Šrila Prabhupada, da se družim sa baktama, imam brdo tih razloga zbog kojih volim da mantram.
Therefore the chanting becomes very joyful, the beads become very light at that point.
I onda mantranje postane puno radosti i brojanica postane jako lagana.
And if you just force to do something, the beads get very heavy, like bowling balls.
Ako se primoravate da nešto napravite, onda ova brojanica postane jako teška.
Anyway, I think I've spoken too long, but I... I just want to, anyone who wants to attend my seminar, they're welcome to do, and you should definitely attend Satchitananda Maharaj's seminar, because you'll be so enlivened, you'll be a perfectly self, what did you say, jiva soul, jiva mukta by the end of the camp. Minimum jiva mukta. What's the maximum? Oh, prema bhakti, okay. I want prema bhakti.
I ja sam vam sad predstavio ukratko svoj seminar. Pozvani ste svi da dođete ako to želite i naravno da dođete na seminar od Satchitananda Maharaja gde ćete minimum postati Jivan Mukta, a najviše što može to je Premi Bhakta. Prema Bhakta.
Thank you very much. So, Satchitananda Maharaja, you want to say something?
Thank you. You are very kind to all of us and all right. I also want to now request our Madhva Muni to address all of us and give us maybe an overview of the summer camp, what will happen. But first of all, before he speaks, I really want to say, have you seen Radha Kunya Vihari? They really did a wonderful thing. Kunya Vihari went through a Navayovanam ceremony. It means, actually it's called Navakalevaram, getting a new body in Zagreb. And we were all sweating for a whole week to see whether or not he would manifest again everything, the black color, everything came down. And he looked like Gauranga Mahaprabhu for some time. So now he is back. And he just came for the summer camp. But just the day before yesterday, I think, he was ready at Srimati Radharani. She actually was most stable of the two. So they are now here with us, and I think Kunya Vihari is very, very merciful to have come here. I feel very happy. So, Madhva Muni, please give us an orientation.
Hare Krishna.
I think in both languages, isn't it? Maybe first in English, out of a courtesy to the foreign guests in the
Hare Krishna. First of all, I wish you a warm welcome, first of all, to our dear guests, Bir Krishna Maharaj and Satchitananda Maharaj, and very soon many other wonderful gurus. Hare Krishna, dragi bhakti, prvo želim da vam poželim dobrodošlicu na prvom mjestu našim dragim gostima, Bir Krishna Maharaju i Srila Satchitananda Maharaju. Molim jedan veliki Haribol za njih. Uskoro i mnogi drugi divni Vaishnava će nam se pridružiti. I really want to thank you that you are very mercifully and kindly visiting us year by year. This is the fifth time that we are having summer festival in this place. We thought we will make only two or three festivals. They are planning to renovate this, but somehow Krishna have other plans with this place. Veoma nam je drago, da zaista milostivo naši gosti, duhovni učitelji dolaze iznova na ovo mesto da nas ohrabre i inspirišu. I ovo je već peti put kako imamo letni kamp ovde, mada je bilo u planu da napravimo samo dve godine ili tri, jer je ovo trebalo da se renovira, ali izgleda Krišna ima drugi plan s ovim mestom, tako da smo u zadnjem trenutku ipak dobili ovo mesto ponovo. I will give you a short overview of what will going on. We have two wonderful seminars. Bir Krishna Maharaj will held his seminar at 10:30, sharply. And please, sharply from his side. And we also should respond to be sharply there, right after prasadam. We just noticed one phenomenon. Just today, we have Bir Krishna Maharaj and Satchitananda Maharaj on his way here. But we have many devotees all around, and there is one psychology trick. Devotees don't want to enter this place before Guru starts to speak, and the spiritual masters and dear guests, they don't want to speak before devotees are here. So please let us be all very kind and respective and thankful to them. So let's respond to be here before they have desire to speak. So this is our one of our small missions during this summer camp, to give them encouragement. They travel from far, far away, so we just need to travel like 50 meters to here. Postoji jedan psihološki fenomen, a to je kada duhovni učitelji već su došli ovde, kao večera što je bio slučaj, i prosto ne žele da počnu dok nisu svi bakte tu, a bakte razmišljaju, a dok on ne počne priča, neće da dođem, svi smo tu okolo, pa ajde da im uzvratimo na njihovu, na njihov trud i entuzijazam što su došli sa tolike daljine ovde, pa da mi budemo pre njih ovde na vreme, nama treba samo 50 metara od naših soba da ovde, tako da to bude jedna od malih misija tokom ovog letnjeg kampa. Što važi i za mene. I to se... maybe. I forgot what I said. Yes. Please. Yes. So what should I translate? My English or my Serbian? Okay, she's better in English. Definitely. Pa hteo bih da vam ukratko predstavim, znači pored ova dva seminara koji će imati, znači Bir Krishna Maharaj tačno u 10:30, sa Satyananda Maharaj tačno u 5 sati. Ako bude neke izmene, to ćemo obavestiti. Izmena može da bude u popodnevnom seminaru, da počne pola sata ranije na dan Rata Jatre, ali to ćemo se obavestiti. Imaćemo još već sutra doći će neočekivani gost koji veoma dugo je dolazio u našu zemlju.
Znači, sada, znači, imamo dva seminara. nije, šta bi?
Ona na hrvatski prevodi.
Sorry, I'm used to translate always into Serbian. Maybe I can translate. Možda da prevodim na bosanski ili hrvatski ovaj za gost. Sorry, I'm used to. No. Okay, so we have two seminars, one at 10:30 from Bir Krishna Maharaj, and another one starts sharp 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And we will inform you if we have any changes in the schedule. And also we have some other some other programs.
Da, to je, Bhakti Baba Maharaj će doći sutra i ostaće nekoliko dana. Inače, on je veoma, jedan niz, možda 10 godina bio veoma česti gost u ovim našim područjima, pa ga onda jedno 10 godina nije bilo, tako da sad ponovo radujemo jer je ponovo počeo da dolazi i prosto smo jako srećni što ćemo ga sutra vidjeti.
And then tomorrow already we have one unexpected guest who was before he was very regular in visiting this area, but then he stopped somehow and now he starts to come again and we are very happy to see Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj.
Rio! Two, 3 days. And he will show us a special premiere of introduction to new... to new introduction to new movie called The Lost Village. Yes.
I onda će nam on dati specijalan uvod u svoj novi film.
And actually every evening we will have some special events, like always we are trying to make some special cultural evenings.
I onda ćemo svake večer imati neke specijalne programe, zato što se trudimo da uvek imamo neki specijalni kulturni program uveče.
Like showing a special movie, special evening of Goranga Katha, Goranga Lila, with by Satyananda Maharaj. This will be tomorrow.
I onda znači prikazivaćemo neke filmove ili imaćemo veče Goranga Lila, Goranga Katha, to će se već desiti sutra i njega će prirediti Satyananda Maharaj.
Then day after tomorrow, Bhakti Vibhava Maharaj. Next day we will have Jaipataka Maharaj, who is also a very dear guest, and we are very happy that he somehow between few continents, moon, and many different stars. He chose to come here because he's very attached to devotees from this area. So we are very, very, very happy that he's coming.
Onda znači preksutra će takav večernji program održati Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, a onda dan nakon toga će Pataka Maharaj, iako smo srećni da je on između svih tih svojih putešestvija, između različitih kontinenta, meseca i različitih zvezda, odlučio da poseti i nas ovde, zato što eto, privržen je ovde Bhaktama, pa će nam doći u goste.
Then, after... When he's there, we will have one special ninja evening. Maybe some of those who were here last year. Mm-hmm. We have one wonderful devotee named Bali Sadachari. He's a ninjutsu master. And he's cultivating very affectionately his ninja pupils. And year by year, they are starting to... becoming vegetarian, starting to chant, starting to get initiated, and so on. So this is one of maybe most successful preaching programs in our country. And we will come... Yes, yes, yes. And...
I onda znači kada Džaja Pataka Maharaj bude bio tu, onda ćemo imati jedno specijalno dešavanje. Onda jedan bhakta iz ovih krajeva koji se zove Bali Sadačari Prabhu, on je znači ninja majstor i on već dugi niz godina trenira svoje ninja učenike i on to radi tako lepo i sa tako puno ljubavi da oni počinju da postaju vegetarijanci, dobijaju inicijacije, mantraju, tako da će oni doći i napraviti jednu demonstraciju i inače to je, kaže Madhva Muni, da je očito to najuspešniji propovedački program u našoj zemlji koje Bali Sadačari pravo radi i onda...
He made many devotees through this ninja program, but he made one more devotee few days ago, actually 3 days ago. There is one new Bhaktin. She came to his family. Her name is Jovana, a little baby, born on 24th of June. One big Hari Bol for Rivo!
Znači, on je godinama tako dovodio još bhakta, a sada je došla još jedna nova bhaktina, odnosno njegova žena se porodila i imamo novu bhaktinu Jovanu.
Maybe you noticed every year by year I want to really thank Mataji Mathura Kishori. She was waiting you here on the reception, showing you your rooms, how to register, taking the money from you and everything. And this was really tough service. And every year she said, listen, next year I can't do it. It's too tough. But when next summer camp came, she said, okay, I'll do it this time. So this year she had the best excuse ever and a wonderful excuse. So I really want to thank her. Although she can't come, she's now taking care of her young daughter.
Tako da bih ja želela da iskoristim ovu priliku da se od sveg srca zahvalim Mathura Kishori, koja bi vas svake godine ovde dočekivala, pravila registracije, uzimala vam lakšmi i to je bilo onako jedna jako naporna služba i ona bi svake godine kad se završi kamp, ona bi rekla, joj, ja to ne mogu više da radim, nema šanse, a onda svake godine kad se kamp približi, ona kaže, ok, ajde, uradit ću to opet. Tako da je ove godine imala stvarno najbolji mogući razlog da to ne uradi, jer se sada brine o svojoj devojčici.
So then, this evening with ninjas, all of us are really welcome to encourage them. Most probably they will show us some demonstration. And then we will show them one demonstration. Actually, Satyananda Maharaj, they wanted to hear his lecture or seminar on the power of the sound. So this would be specially for them, small preaching. I think it would be only for ninjas and friends and something like this. We will announce when the time is for this.
I znači onda tog dana kada ninja budu došli, oni će prvo napraviti jednu demonstraciju za sve nas, a onda ćemo posle mi njima da priredimo nešto, odnosno Satyananda Maharaj će im održati jedno predavanje o moći zvuka i verovatno će možda to biti izdvojeno samo za njih, ali u svakom slučaju bit ćete obavešteni.
Then next day we will have Jayapataka Maharaj initiation, Rata Yatra, And the special festival for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, we will try to make not only Ratha Yatra, I mean Ratha Yatra, but with all the details from Jagannath Puri, Ratha Yatra.
I onda sljedećeg dana će biti dan inicijacije i dan Ratha Yatre i ovog puta za zadovoljstvo gospodina Jagannatha napravit ćemo Ratha Yatru sa svim detaljima koji, kako se to izvodi u Jagannath Puri.
We have some surprises.
Tako da imamo neka iznenađenja za vas.
Even one Indian devotee born in Jagannath Puri, he will come to pull the chariot with us.
I čak će jedan bakta koji je iz Indije, koji je rođen baš u Jagannath Puri, i on će doći da vuče kočiju sa nama.
Then after there is one actually every year we have some special festival during this, I mean, in Vaishnava calendar, when we see there is some special festival. Last year we had Bhima Nirjal Ekadashi, and we have Radhashtami, we have Panihati festival, like this. This year there is there will be a Thursday disappearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and we are trying to deeply meditate about his art, about his work, about his poems and songs, and we will have one special evening for him.
I svake godine se dešava da u toku trajanja ovog festivala imamo neki određeni praznik koji padne tada po kalendaru. Naprimjer, imali smo proslavu Radhashtamija, prošle godine smo imali Bhima Nirjala Ekadashi ili smo imali Panihati festival. Međutim, ove godine ono što je zapalo jeste u četvrtak imamo dan odlaska Bhaktivinoda Thakura, pa ćemo pokušati da duboko meditiramo na njegove reči, na njegove pesme.
Next day is Nam Yagya day. It is usually the highlight of the festival. For at that time we will have also Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, who is famous for his Vaishnava voice.
I onda sljedećeg dana imaćemo Nam Yagyu, koja obično predstavlja i vrhunac letnjeg kampa ovde, i tom prilikom imaćemo u gostima i Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, koji je poznat po svom predivnom vaishnavskom glasu.
The next day Rohini Sutta Prabhu will come. So this means this year we have six gurus, which is a personal record of the summer camp, that we have six spiritual masters during this festival. And the Rohini Sutta Prabhu will show us, he will have his evening when he will show us some special thing, what he wants to show us.
I onda sljedećeg dana će nam doći i Rohini Sutta Prabhu, koji je u stvari šesti guru koji će nas ove godine posjetiti na letnjem kampu, i to je naš lični rekord što se broja gurua tiče na kampu. I onda će i Rohini Sutta Prabhu imati svoje veče i onda će nam on tu predstaviti ono što je on želi da nam prikaže.
And then there is last evening, but we don't want to speak about last evening on the first evening. Let's jump into the ocean of Krishna Katha, of wonderful seminars, kirtans and bhajans and service and everything.
I onda je tu i poslednja večer, ali ne želimo prvog dana da govorimo o poslednjoj večeri, već želimo jednostavno da uskočimo u ovaj okean kirtana, bhajana, seminara.
That's all what I want to announce about this. There will be many more things, but let's keep shortly. And for the practical reasons, since there is no more Mathura Kishori, we have new heroine, Nityananda Kari. Please rise.
I znači sad želimo da vam predstavimo Nityanandu Kari, koja je naša nova heroina.
Thank you for accepting the sword of Mathura Kishori.
I hvala ti što si prihvatila mač Mathura Kishori.
Not sword, pen.
Ne, u stvari, olovku.
So those devotees who just arrive, if you want to ask where you will sleep and other questions, please reach Nityananda Kari. She will be available during certain periods of time, because she also wants to participate in the seminar, so she will not be 24 hours at service. And she will sit most probably on this table. Anyway, it will be written.
So for this, znači, ako želite da se ako želite da se registrujete, onda nađite Nityananda Kari, koja će biti dostupna u nekim određenim vremenskim intervalima, zato što i ona bi želela da učestvuje u programima ovde, ali bit će ovde za stolom napolju, ovde ispred.
Okay, thank you really for coming. Every year I am encouraged to see so many devotees. Actually, I don't know if I'm encouraged when I see devotees are coming again and again, when I see how to say, familiar faces, or I'm more encouraged when I see new devotees, which I don't see every year. Anyway, I'm encouraged in both ways. Thank you.
I hvala vam puno što dolazite. Ja sam jako srećan i jako me to hrabruje kada vidim kako dolaze bhakti. Ne znam šta me više usrećuje, da li kada vidim poznata lica koje svake godine dolaze opet ili kada vidim neka nova lica. U svakom slučaju, u oba slučaja sam jako srećan.
Now I think we should have Gora Arati.
A sad bismo mogli da imamo Gora Arati.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed to tell you, there is a certain rhythm. Rhythm is like always, but maybe not all of you are familiar with this. Every morning at 7:15 we have deity greetings. Actually, we have also Mangal Arati at 5:30, I believe. At 5 o'clock. So 5 o'clock Mangal Arati or 7:15 deity greeting, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Prasadam, morning seminar of Bir Krishna Maharaj, other seminars, afternoon seminars at 5, Gora Arati at 7, and cultural program after it. Soon it will be all black and white on the board. We will write all the details.